Hello everyone, this is the voice of TMA, Doreen Amoshele TMA, and I'm so glad to have you join me for this class on monetizing your WhatsApp. So this is the audio version of the class on monetizing your WhatsApp that was put together by TMA Academy on the 10th of May. Yes, for everyone who attended the class, I would love to say a very big thank you for joining in and also for getting the audio material. Thank you so much. And it is my desire that what I'll be sharing with you would transform and, you know, align you in the right direction towards making influence and impact and monetizing your WhatsApp. Basically, that's what this is about. You know, we had a wonderful session with Toluwakemi, the WhatsApp queen, where she talked about monetizing your WhatsApp. But for me, I'm going to be talking about influencing people with your WhatsApp, building your brand, your business with your WhatsApp. Then I would also touch on monetizing your WhatsApp, basically, but you will see how it all connects. All right, so follow me closely. Okay, so WhatsApp, basically, if you check on Play Store, WhatsApp has billions of users. I think about 5 billion people who are using WhatsApp right now. 5 billion downloads. Some may be active, some may not be active. And the thing is, many of us, we economize WhatsApp. We feel that, oh, what's there in WhatsApp? Like, really, WhatsApp. And then we want to lash on, you know, the other apps like Facebook and Instagram. We feel like these other apps, you know, these are the real deal. Of course, these apps, you know, have their place, you know, their opportunities that WhatsApp and Facebook and Instagram would open you up to. But I want you to know that with WhatsApp can be your game changer starting point. With WhatsApp, you can actually start and, you know, up your game and, you know, influence your world, impact lives, build your brand, build your business. All right, so I'll start by asking this question. What do you sell? What do? What do you have? For instance, you sell soups. You've been doing that, you know, with word of mouth. You tell your friends, I sell soup. And all of that. And then you decide to bring what you're doing on WhatsApp. And you look at your WhatsApp and you're like, I don't think I can make it. I don't think there's anybody that is going to buy from me. Now, when you look at your WhatsApp, you look at your contact, and you see that you have 200 people on your WhatsApp contact. And then you start thinking, like, out of these 200 people, so you mean to tell me that not one or two would need your services? Is that what you're trying to say? Like, really, like they will say, who do us in Nigeria? Who do you, I beg? Like, really, honestly, I'm serious. So you mean to tell me that out of that 200 persons, not one or two as someone or know someone that needs your soup? Like, really, is that what you're trying to say? You can see how the devil has twisted people's brain to think small, to think little, to not see opportunities, even when opportunity is looking at them right in the face. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my desire that by the time I'm done sharing with you, I believe in the power of words. I believe that by the time I'm done sharing with you, that you are going to see beyond what I'm even saying, how you can begin monetizing your WhatsApp. Now, when I'm talking about, you know, monetizing your WhatsApp, the first thing I would love to draw your attention to is this. Before thinking about money, before thinking about, oh, I want people to know what I'm doing. I want people to, you know, some people's, you know, desires to be popular. I don't, you know, subscribe to desiring to be popular. You don't desire to be popular. You don't desire to make money. All right, let me tell you what you desire. You desire to influence people. You desire influence first. So before thinking about money, the first thing I want you to think about is influence. Think influence first before money. I'm telling you guys, this is how it works. Think influence first before thinking money. All right, think influence first before thinking money. If you look at some of the top brands in the world today, these people were not pushed with the drive to, I want to make money, I want to pay my bills, I want to buy human hair, I want to pay my children's school fees, I want to do this. No, these people were consumer, you know, consumed. Like, they were thinking about, oh, I need to put something for people, I need to meet the needs of people. Because the truth is, when you can meet someone's needs, you have been able to influence that person. So before you think about money, guys, before you think about, I want my product to be everywhere, think about influence. Because people who think about making money first, you know, they can step on any toes, do and undo, just to get that money. And that's not what I'm here to talk to you about. All right, you can see this in some of the products that we eat today in Nigeria. When they first came out, everybody's like, wow, this product is sweet, it's sweet, it's sweet, it's sweet. After a while, we started noticing that they've reduced the quantity of the mixture and it's no longer as tasty as it used to be. People are being driven by money, but I do not want you to be driven by money. I don't want you to be driven by fame. I want you to be driven by influence, because influence is the real deal. Now, when influence is what is pushing you, of course, you should have what you want to influence people for. All right. You know, for me, I'm a believer. You know, I'm a Jesus babe, okay? And for me, influence is bringing the kingdom of God here on earth. I'm sorry if you're hearing this and you're not a believer, but I have to say this. Okay, so for me, my influence, what's driving me, even when I do business, you know, is to bring God's kingdom, you know, and bring it on the face of the earth and, you know, influence people with the kingdom of God. So I desire to influence people. So that's what is pushing me. All right, that's why, you know, I'm active on, you know, social media. I'm active on my status. I'm active on WhatsApp. All right, so when influence is what is pushing you, there has to be something that you want to influence people with. Something deep, beyond all of the surface value of your soup, your shoe product, your hair product. There has to be something that is pushing, you know, what you want to influence people for. And I'm telling you, let it be the kingdom of God. Let it be something that cannot be seen. Let it be God. All right, so now when you are thinking of influence first, you know that you cannot influence an empty space. All right, when you're talking about influence, there has to be people that are following you, right? Good. So it means that when you're thinking influence, you have to think people. Now, in influencing people first with your WhatsApp, you need to reach out to more people. All right, did you hear that? If you're this person that you used to feel, I don't want people to know me, I don't want to have more people, there was a time I had that challenge. I was always like, I beg, I don't want people, all these people said they are too much, you know. I would delete some groups that I was, you know, handling and leading people. Like, I beg, people should be going, I don't want. And I felt that was me just being all, you know, humble, but that was stupidity. Okay, that was stupidity. The moment I realized that, see, for me to be able to go far, for me to be able to touch more lives and reach more people, I need to be open to receiving more people. So if you're this person that you're, I mean, I don't want anybody, I don't want trouble, I don't want this, I don't want that, you better just, maybe you should just pause this right now, but I plead with you that you should continue. Okay, I want you to know that you need to reach out to more people, all right? Because influence brings more income. That's what people don't know. The more influence you have, the more audience you have, and the more income that's going to come to you. Why? Because there is money in people's pockets that will come to you, that will flow to you when you give them something valuable. Did you get that? So I want you to know that your WhatsApp influence begins with your contact. Your WhatsApp influence begins with your contact. No contacts, no WhatsApp influence. Take it or leave it. If you don't believe this, get a new phone. And on that new phone, install WhatsApp and open your WhatsApp. And then 1 month, 2 months, just leave it like that. If you don't have any contact there, WhatsApp is useless to you. WhatsApp is totally useless to you if you don't have contacts. If you're not reaching anybody, nobody's reaching you, WhatsApp is useless to you. So I want you to say this. My WhatsApp influence begins with my contacts. All right. And Toluwa Kemi, you know, she taught us about growing your contact. You know, you can reach out to her on Instagram at I am Toluwa Kemi. You know, and she would coach you on growing your contact. But I also have a way that I grow my contact, you know. Our method, which is working for her and so many people, is, you know, they share contact and they tell people to have their contact and all of that, you know. But I have a different approach that I've been running with, you know, something that God taught me. And because of the kind of, you know, dimension of what I'm doing, I'm also in the ministry where I lead and, you know, tutor, mentor ladies. Okay, I also do business. So how I learned to grow my contact, and it's not like I was even taking like conscious notice, or that I don't know me that, oh wow, you know, this is actually a way to grow your contact. It's by opening WhatsApp groups. It's as simple. I don't know, you're expecting me to say one bang 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 something. No. All right, it's by opening WhatsApp groups. Okay, I remember then nobody knew me online. 2016, I came online, and then God was like, start a ministry online. And then I started, you know, and I shared the, I was on Facebook. Almost everybody's on Facebook. I was on Facebook. So how do I get people to join this ladies ministry? Want me to start on WhatsApp? So I shared link on Facebook, and then people reshared, and then people started joining in, and that's how we started. So it's as simple, guys. Have a program. You know, offer, you know, a skill, a training for free, and then open the group. Let everybody join in. People would join in and see from that meeting, from that training, from that, you know, whatever it is you're doing, you being the organizer, you are going to have people who will be drawn to you, who we want to receive from you, who want to receive from what you have. All right, so if you're getting it in your heart to start a group, a WhatsApp group, please hurry and do so. And I'll also say this, do not be afraid to run adverts on it. You can run adverts, all right, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and get, you know, about 4 WhatsApp group filled people. If you spend, you know, like maybe 5,000 naira, 10,000 naira, you run that hard for like 1 week on Facebook, you can get like 4 groups filled with people. Some of you, you know, even joined the group, you know, I had to run advert, not because I didn't have people, but because I wanted to change, you know, the content. I wanted to reach out to more people. I already had people that already in my community. I wanted to add to that community. So I needed to run advert. All right, so some of you, you're listening to me, or some, most of the people that were in the class, all right, they came in from the advert that they saw. So if I didn't run that advert, you won't even know about there is something called WhatsApp class, you know, monetizing your WhatsApp class coming up. So you have to run ads. Okay, run ads. All right, you can have 4 groups filled by running ads. I remember a lady was sharing how that you know, when she came online, nobody knew her. Because that's one people's excuse. Nobody knows me. No, who knows me? Who knows me? Come on, if you have something to share with the world, all right? The social media has become a tool that you can use. And then because of that too, people can come to know you. People can come to know what you're about and come to know what you have to offer, what you're selling. Stop making excuses that nobody knows me, nobody knows me. When the platforms for you to be known has already been created for you. All you have to do is to take advantage of it. But you're just looking, feeling like, I don't think I can do it. You can do it. So run those ads, all right? Put your, you know, your product, yourself, what you're doing out there, all right? And then tell people to join in, that is free. And then, you know, ensure you give them quality, you know, value for whatever it is you're teaching. Give them, teach them from the depth of your heart. You know, teach them such that they'll be able to say thank you. And it's not a thank you they are fabricating. It's a thank you that's coming from within them. That's how to grow your contact. Because the truth is this, even if you have, you know, one WhatsApp group filled, two WhatsApp group filled, and it's only maybe two or three persons that actually followed, I want you to know that those people will go and tell other persons that, see, I went for this class, I went for this training, I met this person, and this person taught me this, and this person taught me that. This person, and I'm like, who is that person? Can you share contact with me? Many people know about TMA right now, you know, some ladies know about me and all of that. And it's not because I was on one B-board. It was because I started on WhatsApp. I started by impacting ladies on WhatsApp, and I'll get, you know, responses like chats, like, please, I want you to add my number. You know, my friends, they want to see your status. People want to, you know, want you to they want to read what you're writing. And, you know, that's how I started influencing people. All right. So stop saying that nobody knows you. I'm not Dangote. You don't need to be. Amen. You don't need to be. All right, I feel like I'm preaching, but this is a teaching class. You don't need to be. Okay? The social media platform has been given, you know, to us. Has been given to us to, you know, make all of us, you know, equal. All right? It's what you do with it that matters. All right, so run adverts. Stop making excuses. Some of you don't even want to give anything. I just, everything free, 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 free. If you have to run adverts, run adverts. If you know you don't have a lot of Facebook friends yet, and you know if you post on Facebook, well, you know, and you are new to Facebook, run adverts. You know, make people run adverts. Although we do that at TMA Media, you can contact us. You know, my website and all to work with you, we would gladly do so. Run adverts. All right, I don't know why I'm pressing on this. You know, run adverts, run Facebook adverts. All right, because you don't know who you get to meet. I've met amazing people. I've been, you know, used by God to transform the lives of people that I don't even know if I would meet them if not for WhatsApp. These ladies came to my WhatsApp meeting online. I remember it was a conference we held in 2016. We had like two groups and in her field, you know. And then most of these ladies who were blessed by this meeting began to reach out to me. They began to reach out to me. And as they began to reach out to me, you know, a relationship was formed. And then they connected with me, you know, and through these ladies who have stayed, all right, I've been able to reach out to much more because they're like, I met, you know, this lady who impacts my life. You know, she's having this meeting. Come and connect with her. And that's how I began to, you know, my influence began to grow. And there's something I usually teach my students at becoming an author class. I taught them the audience of one. Yes, it's good for people, you know, to reach out to a large number of crowd. But I want you to know that there's something called the audience of one. Even in that crowd, or even if you don't have the crowd there, I want you to know that, see, there is one person that can help you reach out to a lot of persons. Imagine if you release maybe a write-up, and then that write-up saves that one person from making a huge mistake, or blesses that person so much so. The person, and the person has like a lot of contacts that you don't have. The person shares and be like, hey guys, this person blessed me. I want you guys to, you know, get blessed, connect with, you know, a post and all of that. And then people are like, wow, who is this person? I want to meet her too. The audience of one is very, very powerful. All right, so I believe we got that. So for you to think about money, monetizing your WhatsApp, think influence first, okay? Now, the next thing I want to share on is be consistent with your uniqueness. Be consistent with your uniqueness, okay? Now, I see a lot of people, they are just, I don't know whether they are forming, I don't know what exactly is wrong with them. They know they have something to offer the world. They know that God has deposited something on the inside of them, a skill, a gift, a talent, you know, a gifting, an anointing, whatever it is. But you see these people, they are just scattered. Today they post about politics, tomorrow they post about world war, tomorrow they post about the war in Iraq, next tomorrow they are posting about Hollywood, to the other time they are posting. What are you about? Can I come to your WhatsApp status and in 2 minutes I can pin what exactly touches your heart? For those who follow my status, they know it's very almost impossible for me to post, even if I'm posting a joke, something about what I represent comes out from that joke. Something about, I just cannot help it. It's not like I do it intentionally, but I just can't help it. I don't see why I'll be wasting my time and my data posting rubbish, posting things that are not in line with what I'm about. I don't see the need for it. So when I am online, I am posting things that, you know, are the center of my heart. You know, there was a post I posted one time. I love jokes. I love to laugh. So sometimes I like just posting, you know, comedy stuff. So I posted this lady that was wearing this dress, and the dress, you know, gave her shapes and all of that. I laughed when I watched that video, and then she started to off the dress. Of course, she was wearing something inside, you know, and then apparently it was a shapey gown, already made shaped gown, and then all the background voices in the back, you know, saying, Jesus, Apostle must hear this. Oh my God, you know those memes they do. And no, I was laughing, and that, you know, post ended up with me exhorting ladies to celebrate themselves. It doesn't matter whether you have big bum bum or flat bum bum or big boobs or no boobs, you are special. And if any guy feels like you have to go and operate yourself to fit his emotional, you know, standard, it has to go. You know, I didn't, when I posted that video, I didn't plan I was going to say that. But because there is something about me, because I have a uniqueness in, you know, exhorting, inspiring, and teaching ladies, it's what I carry. I cannot do without it. It cannot do without me. We are together. All right. That uniqueness could not be taken away from that joke post. So really, what are you about? There's something that you are about. You know, there's something about. There are some people's, you know, status. I know if I want to check on, you know, games and stuff, I see that, oh, they're always posting about it. People are posting about who are into IT, who they love it. It's like IT world was made for them. You go to their status. One thing on IT will shall be there. But you, what are you consistent about? We don't know what you're doing. We don't know what you represent. You need to start thinking about what you represent today. What's your uniqueness? What's your uniqueness? Because this is what's going to stand you out. In the 5 billion people using WhatsApp today, it is what stands you out. It is your uniqueness that is going to stand you out. Every brand, every business has what stands them out. We have Milo, we have Bonvita, we have which other brand again? Is it Ovaltine? are each of this, when you taste them, they taste different. When I come to your status, can I taste something different about you? When I come to your WhatsApp, can I taste something different about you? If brands, if Chocomilo, if Bovita can have uniqueness, don't tell me you don't have. If fruits that God created, banana is not the same as cucumber. Orange tastes does not taste like pawpaw. Pawpaw does not taste like, you know, cucumber or which other fruit do you have? If those fruits don't taste alike, if those fruits have different, you know, abilities, different benefits to the body, don't tell me God didn't create you without a unique product, a unique gift, a unique, you know, service that you can actually bring out to bless the world. So please be serious about your unique identity. Some of you already know, but you're not serious with it. I don't know. It's like you are forming. I don't want people to know. This is what I'm about. Come on. Stop forming. You're only forming for yourself. And then later on, you will now be angry that people are the ones, you know, posting about their uniqueness. And it's not right. It's not right. So the next thing I want to say is, what's your goal? What's your goal? What's your desire? You have to have a goal. You have to have a desire. You can't just, you know, say, oh, I'm just coming online. What are you coming online? Are you coming online just to spend data? To, you know, download films and gossip and, you know, criticize people. This one, what's she even doing? This one, see the program she's even hosting. The graphics is not even fine. You, have you hosted your own? Have you hosted the one that God has been telling you to open? You're busy criticizing everybody everywhere. Can't celebrate people who are doing good things, who are taking steps, who are taking baby steps. You are sitting down balanced. The person that is taking baby steps is better than you who is balanced, not doing anything. So what's your goal? What's your desire? Why are you online? Why are you online? You have to have a goal. A lot of people don't have a goal in mind, so they give up and give in. When they even come online and they are active with, you know, their brand, their product, their services, and then it looks like, today, one person is reading. Tomorrow, is only still one person. I beg, I don't think I want to do this again. Then they give up. Nobody's sharing my post. Nobody's talking about my post. Nobody's, you know, coming to buy. Nobody's saying anything. And then they give up. Why should you? If you know you have a goal, you would not give up. If you know you have a goal, you will not give up. What's that desire? What do you see? What do you want your product and your service to become? What do you want to be? Where do you want to go? Can you see? Do you have a destination in mind? If you're selling soup, can you begin to see and desire and have a goal that in the next, you know, 2 to 3 years from now, you know, the top people in your state, in Nigeria, would be calling for your services? Can that be something you set in your front that keeps you going? Because when you have a goal like that, when you have something big that you're looking at, it doesn't matter who criticizes you today. That see the kind of soup you're even cooking. The thing is ever arranged where you say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm learning. I will get better at it. Some of you are waiting until you're perfect before you begin doing that thing. No, you don't become perfect first. You start and then you walk towards perfection. Do you understand what I'm saying? You start and you walk towards perfection. So don't be afraid of critics. Don't be afraid of, you know, failing. Don't be afraid of not, you know, doing the comma well or doing the hyphen well. You can. My first book that I wrote and I released online, my God, you know, I had some very, very funny errors in the book, like grammatical error, you know. And then I was like, oh my God, but that book has gone to Tanzania, that book has gone to the United States, that book has blessed lives, ladies' lives. You get testimonies to date. People still send me gifts to date because of that book. If I was waiting until I can arrange everything together before I released it, we'll still be here today. I'm not saying we should not be excellent, but I'm saying that, see, There is only so much you can do at the time. And when you know what you can do at the time, do it. It is what you, when you know that you can actually do something, you know, okay, you may not know that there is something called step two until you actually start step one. That's the thing. Actually, I never knew the you know, the benefit and the helpfulness and the resourcefulness of having an editor until I released my first book. And I said, man, Dory, you can't, editing your book yourself is, because I read that book 300 and something pages for like 4 times. I was like, but I still saw errors in it. Somebody might tell me that, you don't need an editor. I'll just be looking at them. No problem. Do you understand? Okay, so it is until you do to where your knowledge is that you'll be like, you've done this thing. This thing is looking good to you. When you put it out there, something like, this thing you are doing, there it can be better. Like, oh, really? Oh, so you improve. So really, for you to be able to improve, you have to start. Some of you are waiting until you are perfect first. If you don't start, you will not improve. You will not become perfect. All right, so have a goal. Have a goal. All right, have a goal. Be consistent. Be consistent. All right, the Bible tells us that see that a man that is diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and all men. So when you have a goal, it helps you to be consistent. That's what I'm saying. It helps you to be consistent. It helps you to keep going. Anybody criticizes you, you don't care. You take corrections. You know, you correct yourself, you refine yourself, but you keep going. You don't allow anybody say things to you. Some people, because somebody criticizes your post, you stop posting. I'm talking to somebody here. Because somebody said, what are you posting about? This thing you're saying is wrong. And you decided that, for the next 3 months, I'm not going to write. My dear, you better start writing. You better pick up that pen or phone or whatever and start writing. All right? So the next thing I want to talk about is knowledge economy. Oh, guys, knowledge economy. See, we are in the knowledge economy. We are in the knowledge economy where there is nothing new under the sun. In the knowledge economy, ladies and gentlemen, you need to open your eyes. People are selling knowledge. People are repackaging knowledge. People are rebranding knowledge. And they are owning those knowledge. This is something that I've seen people make several figures from, just by sharing knowledge. I'll talk about sharing knowledge, but I want to draw your attention to the fact that we are in a knowledge economy, such that just a click away, you can get access to, you know, a particular matter, a particular thing. But many of you are not using it. You're not using it. You know, there's one of my mentors that I follow. You know, he would say that the world is a market, is a computer village. And then Google is the market square, something like that. All right, like we're in a global village. Yes, the world is a global village. And internet is the market square. And then, you know, I love something Fela said, Fela Duratori, many of us who know him. He said, go to God for revelation. Then go to Google for information. There is nothing you are looking for, you won't find online. Although there are many, 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 you know, messed up information. But really, people are sharing knowledge. YouTube alone, I know somebody who is making serious money, just by learning something from YouTube, sat down with it for like, you know, years, like 1-2 years, and then he released his own, you know, his own version of it, and the whole world started talking about it. And then, you know, YouTube started paying him. So can you sit down with knowledge that has been made available? Also, I don't have money to go for training. I don't have money to go for training. Train yourself first. I know somebody who has become a makeup artist just by watching YouTube videos. Why not sit down and train yourself? Discipline yourself. Say, okay, every day, 1 hour, I'm going to sit down with this thing. I'm going to sit down and learn how to use this particular skill. How to do this thing better. We are in the knowledge economy. A lot of things might be scarce right now, dollar might have gone high right now, but see, Google, YouTube, these resources, they are just a click away. So I want to talk now about knowledge sharing. It is not what you know that changes you. It is what you do with what you know that changes you. Some of you, you know a lot of things. You know where people can get certain things from. In Lagos, you know where people can buy things cheap from. You know where people can get, and you're not using, you feel like, it's nothing. See, let me tell you the truth. What you think is nothing is somebody's problem somewhere. What you think does not matter is somebody's problem somewhere. If only you will share that knowledge. It's not enough to know a lot of things. You may know where they sell sheep bags, sheep shoes, sheep this, sheep that. You may know how to, you know, use your phone to do designs. You may know how to, but if you don't do something about it, your life is not going to go anywhere. What am I saying? Some of you are carrying money-making, figure-making knowledge. Right now, you're listening to me. You're carrying those knowledge, but you're just looking at it. You're not doing anything about it. You don't even know what to do. But I'm talking to you right now. You're going to know what to do. You know what you're going to do? You're going to start. You're going to take up your phone and you're going to say, hey, people on my Saturday, I can do this thing. If you know you need help, DM me right away. You'll be shocked that somebody would, people are used to screenshot, somebody will screenshot it and repost it to somebody else. So knowledge sharing. Share knowledge. And when you share knowledge, you may start sharing knowledge for free. But let me tell you, after some time, you would see that you need to monetize it. Some people right now, they are in, you know, in another state and you are in Lagos. You know you're in and out of Lagos. You know CMS market. Oh, Masi, those of you that know that CMS market very well. I'm new in Lagos. Going there, it's like God. Some people don't even know that. Knowing road is a challenge for some people. It's something I'm learning. By the grace of God, I know roads. You know, I'm this person that I can pay somebody to drive me around. You know, and you may think that you just knowing where to go, knowing how to buy things cheaper, knowing the vendors, the right people to meet, may think that that's not a skill or a gift. I'm telling you, that's a gift. That's a skill that you have learned and can fetch you money if you will package it, if you will brand yourself and, you know, put yourself and make yourself look like an expert in that field. I remember last year, I've been, you know, doing designs on Canva and people have been telling me, oh, your design look nice. I will do design with phone. People are like, your design look nice. Look nice is not what pays the bills. Look nice is not what we eat. Look nice, this thing, so you can do this thing. Compliments are good. But it comes to a point where you need to begin to look with your inner eyes. What are people complimenting me concerning this thing? What can I do that will bring money with these compliments that people are complimenting me about? So I began to think, okay, I can actually start a training and train people on how to do designs with their phone. I started charging 500 naira. I started and I was surprised. People came for the class. I had to work on my mindset though, that people have will come. From 500 naira, I did another batch, 750. From 750, I did another batch, 1.5. From 1.5, I did another batch, 3.5. Now currently we're charging $16, 6,000 naira. People are paying for the class. One idea. What you're doing looks good. I've told you, compliments don't pay bills. Compliments are good, but they don't pay bills. You better believe what I'm saying. Compliments don't pay bills. I want you to say it. Compliments don't pay bills. People say, oh, you talk very well, you talk nicely. you know, you can. Ah, you when you talk, you know, there's a way I feel. And you're like, oh, thank you. Compliments are good, but if it stops there, it's not going to bring forth any money. So you need to learn how to package and brand yourself and become an authority with that in that thing that they are complimenting you about. People say you can sing, you're like, oh yeah, I can sing. And you see somebody who doesn't even sing half. The way you sing is getting endorsement, getting, you know, platforms. And you're like, I was going to. She became deliberate. She decided to take what she knows to do and sit on it and use it to shine and bless people with. Knowledge sharing. All right, I believe we're getting something out of today's class. The next thing I want to talk about is leverage on relationships. Leverage on the relationships on your WhatsApp. Leverage on your contacts. They used to always say this, and charity begins at home. I see WhatsApp as like a family, like a home, where people that have your contacts are like your homies, you know. So you can leverage on relationships on your WhatsApp and use it to, you know, make money, leverage your money. How do I mean? I'll give you an example. You see somebody who is selling shoes. Like this person, you just post. Ah, sales is over. Like we're out of stock. Ah, but just posting. This shoe is out of stock. And you're just looking, wow. Why not? And this person in your contact, why can't you? Who says you cannot? Message that person and be like, I want to be reposting your product. And I'm going to add my price. And no, and when I give you, you know, the price, you're going to give my cut and all of that. You negotiate it, do that. Person be like, fine. Everybody wants to sell. I be now. Everybody wants to sell. And then you post on your status as well. Be like, guys, I'm selling this right now. Come and buy and all of that. And then, who you see somebody, even if it's 500 now you add, or 1,000 is something. Imagine, you know, 10 people saying, oh, they want something, and then you had a 1,000 or 5,000 or 500. That's 5,000 or that's 10,000 for you. Just by what? Leveraging on somebody that is selling something on your status. You see somebody, in fact, this morning, I made, you know, some little money just by leveraging on relationships. You know, my mom needed something, a video, and I know somebody on my status that used to do videos. So I told her, okay, contact the person. I exchanged their number. And then all of a sudden, my mom's friend started saying they want to do. I said, okay, no problem. Increase the amount and give me my share. And give the lady that does that is doing the video for you her own share. Where? That's it. Leverage on relationships on your WhatsApp. Stop envy people around. You want to do everything. You don't have to do everything. You can be resourceful. You don't have to be the one to do everything. You want to sell shoes, you want to sell bag, you want to sell pump off, you want to sell donut. You don't have to be the one selling everything. You can leverage on somebody. So you see somebody always putting cakes, people all lovely cakes, and then somebody around you saying, I'm looking for who can make cake for my birthday. And you are just there, just chatting, and you are not thinking. Like, I know somebody, let me chat up. How much is it? Okay, this is how much you are doing cake, right? All right, so that it won't look as if you are cheating your friend. You tell the person, I am bringing my friend to you, so you are going to give me commission. Not like you tell your friend, the cake is 15,000 and the lady is saying 10,000. Some people do it, but me, I don't. So if it's somebody close, if it's somebody not so close, you can do it. But if it's like your friend, your family members, but if it's somebody like, I'm bringing somebody to you, give me commission. That can work. Do you understand? Leverage on relationships on your WhatsApp. Is that clear? All right. So I also like to say this. That opportunities are usually not far, far away. They are usually close to us, but we don't see them. For some, they economize them. Somebody is close to you who is selling, you know, who does makeup, and your close friend is looking for somebody who will do her makeup, and you can't even refer. You can't even leverage on that. Some of you economize the opportunities that are around you. I want you to begin to start leveraging on relationships that are on your WhatsApp. All right, so the next thing I want to talk about is do business with people that know you, then take their testimonies and use it to build your brand or your business out there. I remember when I wanted to start importation business. You know, people that were my WhatsApp status were the people I started, you know, doing it with. People that knew me, or they've been seeing my status, seeing, they know my contact and all of that. So when you have, you know, contacts like that, people, you know, you relate to it and they know you. And then you start selling to them. Then when you want to even open Instagram and Facebook and you come up with their testimonial, if you've gotten your goods, you can screenshot it. Some people will not think you are a scammer or something. So please learn to do business with people on WhatsApp. Learn to do business with people on WhatsApp, because even people who are on Instagram, Facebook, they even link people back to their WhatsApp. So you that you have people on your WhatsApp, what are you doing with them? What are you doing with them? As I round up this class, I still have a lot to say. Okay, I want you to think about it. Think, what can you do? Think, what can you do? What can you do? If you have to pause for this session, pause it so you can answer this question. Think, what can you do? What do you have? What do you know? Who can you help? What problem can you solve? If you can answer these questions, my dear, you can start influencing people and start monetizing your WhatsApp. You know why? Because people gravitate towards solutions. People gravitate towards where they can get help. People gravitate towards, you know, people who can provide them value. That's why I see right now the top brands, you know, in this COVID-19 season, everybody's changing, you know, their marketing, you know, their selling point and all of that. They're changing their products. You know, my husband was telling me how that Prada now sells a coffee bag, a big bag that carry dead bodies. Amazing. People are, you know, shifting their product. People who are known to sell clothes, sew clothes, they are making facial masks. Why? Because people go to where there is solution. I want you to pick wisdom from whatever it is that's happening in the world right now and let it educate you. So what problem can you solve? What problem can you solve? You see people, you know, that comedians, you see that they are, you know, getting, you know, money and all of that. People like to laugh. Do you like to cry? People want to be happy. People like to laugh. So please don't think that whatever it is you have that is in your idea that you can, don't think that is inferior. Nobody. No, as long as you can solve a problem, as long as you can help somebody, it is valuable and people will pay you for it. To monetize your WhatsApp, you have to bring value to the table. You have to bring solutions to the table. You can't just be on WhatsApp and then you're just looking around. You have to bring value. Let people come to your WhatsApp status and take something worthwhile. Let people come to your WhatsApp. I get, you know, a lot of chats daily that people say, I come to your WhatsApp and I'm like, I'm so blessed. You know, people are like, I use your WhatsApp for devotionals. I use your WhatsApp as my daily guide. I use blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'm grateful for that. This has been what I have been focused on doing with my status for the past 2 years. How? That's the next point. I was deliberate. So please be deliberate. Be deliberate about what you're doing on WhatsApp. Don't just come on WhatsApp to waste your time. There is something on the inside of you that the world awaits to see. You have to be deliberate about letting it out. There are some mind blocks that you will need to debunk in order to influence people and monetize your WhatsApp, building your brand on WhatsApp. I will share them and I want you to take note of them as I share. One of them is, who is going to listen to me? People have this fear that, who is going to pay attention to me? Who's going to pay attention to me? Who's going to pay attention to me? Who's going to listen to me? Nobody will buy. You have to debunk these things. If you see a market that is saturated, if you see a place everybody's going to, maybe you're just passing somewhere, you see that everybody's always going to this woman's shop, and you'd be like, damn, is this woman be selling something everybody's going to buy? So if you see that this thing, maybe you have the idea to start putting your business online, feel like everybody's doing that same business, it means that there are lots of opportunities in that business. Because if there are no opportunities there, people will not be going into it. As long as you are, you know, you have a genuine leading to start it. Please don't feel because everybody's doing it that when you do it, you too, people will not patronize you because a lot of people are doing it. You know, I had a thought one time that in a world where there is the John C. Maxwell, where do people like Fela Durotoye in Nigeria, where do they stand? Like, really? But we all know that he's standing. He's doing stuff, like he's impacting people in Nigeria, in Africa, in other parts of the world. Why? Because there is something unique about him. So even when you're stepping into a saturated place, I want you to bring your uniqueness to the table. Because there is something about you that nobody else can do like you. There is a way you can sell your product and nobody else can sell it the way you sell it. There is a way you can attend to your patients, to your customers, to your audience, to your community, to your fans, whatever it is that nobody can do like you. You are special. So when you step into that market that is saturated, I want you to bring your uniqueness to the table. I want you to bring your uniqueness to the table. You are a makeup artist. Everybody's drawing brows, eyebrow. But I want you to know that even as you're taking tutorials from people on how to draw brows like a pro, when you come on the scene, there is a particular signature that you carry that when you draw your brows, people will know that this is you that drew that brow. That's what I'm talking about. Bring your uniqueness to the table. Another thing I'll talk about that has hindered people is nobody will buy. See, I'd like to tell you, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you think nobody's going to buy, darling, nobody is going to buy. If you think somebody is going to buy, then somebody is going to buy. If you think a lot of people are going to buy, then a lot of people are going to buy. So you need to start working on your mindset. Start thinking well. Start thinking straight. Start thinking big. Start seeing possibilities. Stop thinking small. Tell yourself, I can sell. I will sell. People buy my product. People buy my services. And I'm highly sought after. That's the things that I say, and that's what I think, and that's what I've been experiencing. I know some people were afraid for me. Canva class, design with your phone, 6,000. How are you doing it? How do people pay? How to deal with it first? Because the truth is, life attends to you according to what you believe, not according to what your neighbor believes. Your neighbor may believe something else about you, but see, what will count is what you believe about yourself. If you believe it's not going to work, it's not going to work. If you believe it's going to work, then it's going to work. So how do you think? What do you believe deep down? When nobody else is seeing you, when nobody else is there, what do you think? How do you see yourself? That's why you need to start thinking well. You need to read books that inspire you to think big, to think great. Another thing I want to talk about that has held people bound, that you need to debunk, is self-familiarity syndrome. You know, I coined this word, SFS, self-familiarity syndrome. You have become so familiar with yourself that you don't see anything good about yourself. You don't see what you do, that thing that you have. You don't see the special uniqueness in that thing. You don't see the gift in that thing. You've despised that thing. You think anybody can do it, so there's nothing special about it. Let me tell you, go on Fiverr. People are making money with their laugh. Yes, with how they laugh. People are making money with how they write. People are making money with how they talk. People are making money with how they cough. And you are there thinking that the way you are, the way you do your thing, that is just, there's nothing special about it. You've become so familiar with yourself. Maybe you need to begin to ask around. you need to ask. Instead, before you start asking around, ask God. God, what's special about me? What did you bring me into this life for? And then if you have close friends, you can begin to ask them, what's that thing that's special about me that you've noticed? And they'll tell you. It may be the way you care for people. It may be the way you attend to people. And then, you know, and as God, you know, reveals to you and then and tells you that the way you care for people is a special gift I've given you, you can start writing on, and then you are, it leads you to start writing on caring for people, loving people. There are some people who don't know how to do it. And then you become their go-to person. And then you can start having classes, how to care for people. How to care for people. Join my class. From doing free class, have a booking session with me, how to care for people. Before you know it, you've monetized your care for people. Alright? Another thing you need to debunk is the fear of shining your light because of what people would say. My dear, shine, share, share, shine again, share, shine, keep shining, don't stop shining because of what people would say. Publicize your products, goods, and services unashamedly. You know why? Because you are the one that owns the WhatsApp. You didn't steal the phone, did you? If it's not your phone, return it to the owner. But if it's your own, it's your own. It's your phone number. It's your account. It belongs to you. Your phone number. You register that number from, you know, the SIM providers with your fingerprint. So you have to share. It's your space. It's your pulpit. It's your ground. It's your stadium. You have to man that stage. Share what you have to share. Stop thinking what people will say, what people will say. Well, that's what some people, and you've not done what they're meant to do. What people say. Ah, that I'm selling my money. What people say. What will let people will keep saying, you don't sell, people will say. You sell, people will say. You refuse to wake up, people will say. If you wake up, people will say. So why are you living your life because of what people will say? Be crazy about sharing your product and your services. Be bold about it. Because see, let me tell you, mark this point. Good product plus bad publicity equals no sales. Or it will give you low sales. But poor product with good publicity will give sales. So you better be wise and shine and share and make sales. Let anybody who wants to say anything they have to say, say it. All right, but don't let it stop you. Don't let people stop you. You are not living for people. All right. So choose what you want to do. Choose where you belong. The category of no sales or low sales, or the category of sales. I want to be in the category of sales. I want my products and my services to sell. If you have the skill, you have the gift, whatever. You need to sell. But what you need, a means to promote it. You can use WhatsApp to begin to promote what you do. So, guys, I want you to own your skill, own your gifting. You are the owner of your status. It's not for anybody else. So stop hiding your light and dimming your light because of what people may say. Leave the gang called mediocre gang. If your friends have refused to wake up, leave them behind and shine. And wake up. They will come and join you later. All right? Take action. Do not joke with ideas. Today, there is WhatsApp TV. Someone came up with that. WhatsApp TV is where, you know, you advertise your product and then gets thousands of views. The person started with collecting all people's, you know, contact. And then started building his status. Now there's WhatsApp TV. Nobody thought of that some years ago, but someone thought about it. I'm sure that idea didn't come to one person first. It came to someone first. And the person felt, oh, WhatsApp TV, God forbid, not me. Not there. People are making money from it. I once read a book, you know, where in the U.S., the writer spoke about how that there is now something called pet babysitter and these people get paid. See, I laughed. I was like, really? Pet babysitter? And they get paid. How light that idea is. Can you imagine how the idea is so light, but people are paying for it while you are waiting for one genge bagboos idea to lift you up your feet. Come on. You need to wake up. You need to wake up. Guys, wake up. Any idea that offers solution, no matter how little it may look or sound, has the potential to bring you money. Why? There is a law that says when you provide value, value will come back to you. So I want you to ask yourself, do you have value to offer? Are you offering it? Certainly first, dear, you are valuable. Before you start asking yourself, do I have value? Do I have any value to offer? I want you to just say, you are valuable. Why? Because you are on this earth. If you are not needed here, you won't be here. So you are valuable. It means that you have something of value to offer the world. So will you give people that value? Or will you hide that value from them? Will you hide that value from your WhatsApp status? From people on your status? From people on your contacts? Are you going to hide that value from them? Or you're going to give it to them? You're going to bless them with it? Because when you give value, value will come back to you. It can come back to you in many ways. It can come back to you as opportunities. It can come back to you as platforms. It can come back to you as open doors. It can come back to you as relationship. It can also come back to you as money. So in conclusion, I want you to know that you're special. I want you to know that you have something to offer your world. You can start with WhatsApp. All right? You can start with WhatsApp. Stop envying people. Stop envying people. Envy nobody. Focus on releasing your unique side. There is a unique side that you have. The fact that you have a product placed in you. Just imagine the hand of a god lifting up a shoe, lifting up a bag, lifting up a soup. You are valuable. So you are giving expression to your value, to what you have by selling something out there. There are people waiting on your status who are waiting to partake of your unique side. Someone out there about to commit suicide or give up is waiting to see your post. But you are busy posting a Google, be careful. Now, express you, they go. Busy posting out Beyonce did not cook for Jay-Z when God has gifted you to write and transform people. Guys, I need you to wake up. I need you to wake up. I need to talk to some people. You have been wasting your time on WhatsApp, spending data, envying people, getting angry at people's progress when you have refused to make use of what you have in your hands. My husband will say that there are two sets of people on WhatsApp, content creators and content consumers. Are you both, or you are just consuming all around? Consume infos, how corona has killed 3 million people. Consume how antivirus has just been released. How corona is on the street. Just spending your time consuming all junk. And then you become dull, uninspired, unmotivated to do anything. And then you're asking, why is my life like this? Guys, if you're listening to me, I want you to know that you can begin to impact people with your WhatsApp. All you have to do is to think great. Think success. Think greatness. Think success. Stop thinking small. Think big. Talk big. Think opportunities. See opportunities. And then you know what? Get into those opportunities. Take action. Don't waste time for nobody. Because as you waste time, someone else is going to start thinking about doing that thing. Because ideas wait for nobody. Your friend may wait for you. They may tell you, I'm going to wait for you. Although some people have lied, some people are waiting for you, I'll marry, and they've broken that promises. But let me tell you the truth, ideas don't wait for nobody. If you refuse to act on them, somebody else is going to pick it up and act on it. I have come to cause a change in your mindset today. And I believe that having heard what I've shared, you're going to take action and start using your WhatsApp to influence people and to bless lives.